yeah, it feels like, you know, the best part of a year since we played a real game. So, yeah, it's everyone's chomping at the bit to get out there.
So you were pretty slow out of the box last year, but you feel you're better placed this time to get off to a better start?
Yeah, I mean, the hard thing is to being inside a club is to look at it objectively and try and take a step back and see how we're going. But I really do think we're in a much better place this year than what we were last year. Just the standard of training, and it's, I know it's been spoken about ad nauseum, but you know, having more guys on the track and just some more continuity in our training, I think we're in a much better place this year than last year. But you know, the pre-season has come and gone now, and I suppose it's just down to comes down to attitude, and you'd like to think every team out there is prepared really well. So just comes down to, you know, who comes to play on Thursday night, and I'm confident that'll be us.
Do you feel like you're the underdogs a little bit going into this game, or do you, you know, give yourselves a really good chance that, you know, to take the favourites tag almost?
Look, we on last year's form, I think Richmond should definitely go into the game favourites. You know, the way they finished last year, you know, their pre-season form has been really good. So, look, we go into it feeling confident and feeling like if we play our best footy, we can win. But we know, we certainly understand the challenge we're up against a really strong team.
You talk about trying to burst their bubble, even, you know, such a big build-up for them, so much expectation on. Do you talk about that at all to get fired up?
Oh, look, there's just as much expectation on us. It's a great game to play in every year. You know, the round one game against the Tigers is a great game to play in, and like I said, there's just as much pressure on us as there is on them, so we're looking forward to it.
Do you allow yourself to get excited by the occasion? Obviously it has been a long time, or is it more of a this is one of 22 type setup?
Look, you probably try and convince yourself that it is just a normal game, but look, you wouldn't be human if you didn't get excited and you didn't get maybe a little bit extra nervous. Like I said before, you know, we preparing for 6 months, you do become really insular, and although you play your pre-season games, we don't get a great indication of how we're going against other teams until the real stuff starts. So yeah, look, everyone's excited, as I'm sure Richmond are, and the other 16 teams who aren't playing on Thursday night are probably pretty similar. Like I said before, there's always a great atmosphere the first game of the year on Thursday night. You know, it's going to be a fast deck. I'm not sure what the weather's going to be like, but it'll be a fast deck coming on from the cricket. You know, there'll be a huge crowd there. Melbourne will be buzzing on Thursday. So it's, you know, these are the games that you want to play in and you remember.
Nick was saying on the radio this morning, you felt the group as a whole needed a bit of a harder edge, more probably mentally, and you'll turn a lot of those sort of close losses last year into wins this year. Is that a fair comment, do you think?
Yeah, look, it's something that's hard to quantify. But, yeah, look, looking back on last year and the number of games that we did lose by a close margin, I suppose, you know, the way we've trained over pre-season and things we've put in place will hopefully hold us instead to win those close games. And just the proof's going to be in the pudding. Those things like the confidence in close games just comes from winning more close games. So hopefully early on in the season, if we're caught in that situation, we can come across the line and build confidence from it.
You've obviously got the new blokes coming into the side this year. How do you feel they've gelled before round one?
Yeah, really well. We've had the bulk of our new guys on the track for the whole pre-season since they got here. And even guys whose first year it was last year, it just takes time to get to know guys' habits, even with Daisy and Andreas Everett and Sam Doherty and other guys who have come in for their first year or the second year this year at the club. It just takes time to get to some continuity with those guys, and they're going to be in a much better place to play some good footy, as are the new guys.
A couple of those young guys in particular, Bokhorst and Smith, how have they fitted in?
Yeah, they've fitted in really well. You can tell they both have got really mature head on their shoulders. I know Bokey's a little bit older than Clem, a couple of years older, but yeah, look, in time, whether it's this week or another week, I know they're right in the mix for selection this week, but you know, it's going to be exciting to see those guys out there. I know the supporters want to see them out there, and so do we. We want to see them out there playing and under the great pressure. So yeah, it's going to be exciting when those guys finally get their chance.
And Bryce and Robbie Warnock, do you know whether they're right in the frame? They had a bit of an injury.
Yeah, had a little injury scare, both of them, towards the end of pre-season. But Bryce has trained pretty much straight from after that game up in Bendigo. And I think Robbie's going to, we'll probably go through a test the next couple of days to see if he gets up. But, you know, fingers crossed for those guys. They're doing everything they can to get out there, and we certainly need them out there.
What about the big guy, Matty Cruiser? Obviously, he's had a more of a major setback. How's he tracking?
He's tracking pretty well. He's an ultra positive guy, Cruz. Wouldn't matter what situation he's in personally. He's ultra positive, and he's looking forward to getting back out there. I think he's out of his boot this week, and he'll start to progress to getting closer to playing. But there's no doubt we have to be conservative with him and give him his time to heal and get stronger. But look, if you know the sort of person that he is, you know you'll have complete confidence that he's going to get himself back out there.
Is Thursday a bit of an opportunity on a big stage to perhaps surprise a few people? There's not a lot of optimism outside the club, but obviously you've been working hard for a long time.
Look, I wouldn't say surprise. I mean, it's certainly going to be a challenge for us, and it's a huge stage. You know, the whole country is going to be watching us. So I suppose more of just a validation for ourselves that the work we've put in is, you know, we can quantify that in a victory. And the expectations from outside in the public, in the media, you know, until you get far into the season don't really mean a lot. We just need to prove to ourselves for our own culture and winning habits inside the club that we can win these big games.
You mentioned before the ground with the cricket being there last night. Do you have any concerns it might be a little bit harder than it normally is?
No, this game, this time of year, is the deck's always hard. The grass is always cut short. You know, even thinking previous years, Sheffield Shield or the local the Victorian one day games have been held there right up to maybe a week or two before, so you just expect that this time of year that the grounds are going to be hard, and the quality of grounds right across Australia are that the decks are fast this time of year, so it's something that all the players are just used to.
Andrew Walker with his knee, is he in the frame at all this week, or probably a couple of weeks away maybe?
No, he's still 2 to 3 weeks away. Walks, he's back running now, and expecting to do some skill training this week. But yeah, he's gonna still be 2 or 3 weeks away, and I suppose a bit of a embarrassment of riches to have him come back into the side 2 or 3 weeks into the season. He keeps himself really fit. Walks naturally. He's a really fit guy, so expect him to play a big part this year.